Hi, thank you for calling Exceedance Claims and Management. My name is Natalie. How may I help you?
Hey, Natalie, how are you? My name is Edward West. I'm a DSP looking to file a claim for a hit and run.
Okay, and do you have the VIN number of the vehicle?
You missed the question. This was on the 12th. VIN number. For this was James Johnson on the 12th. 1 second. I wouldn't even have told her that because it's just not slowing down.
I'm sorry.
No, not you. I'm talking to the staff here. I'm trying to find James Johnson. Why is it taking me to? James Johnson. I'm trying to find out what vehicle he was in that day, what accident happened on the 12th.
Okay.
The 12th.
And do you have the policy number?
Policy number from Marsh. Policy number is policy number Alpha Lima Alpha 201-76526.
Need a VIN number.
The van right there?
This is L22, right? This is the one with the middle on the side. Just look up
L22. Okay. All right. Okay. L22.
And is this for Black? Is it Blackwater Management?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is. I got the VIN number. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay. I'm ready.
1 Frank Tango Bravo Romeo 3 X-ray 88 Mary Kilo Alpha 97714.
Okay, and I'm just going to repeat it to make sure I have it correctly. I have 1 Frank Tango Bravo Romeo 3 X-ray 88 Mary Kilo Alpha 97714.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And this is a new one, right?
Yes, this happened on July 12th.
Okay. Right. Just bringing up everything.
I'm
Just move it slow.
Hey, that's
what I'm okay, in the time of walls.
I'm sorry, repeat that again.
The time of loss.
This happened at 2nd. I'm looking at the video footage here.
Okay.
Hey, Kendra, do we have a time for this? I don't see a time on this camera.
For that?
Yeah. And it's not one listed on the report or the police information. Hold on, this happened on the 11th or the 12th? Because the police report shows the 11th, but the written statement shows the 12th. It was on the 12th? Well, the police wrote the report number for 7/11/24. Did he write the wrong number on it, the wrong day?
Yeah, that was the 12th. We drove a whole different van the other day, that day on the 11th. The 11th, we drove at the rain.
So it was the 12th?
Yeah, it was the 12th.
Oh, shit.
I'm looking for his text message.
How do I just hit a message. Oh, crap. How do I unhide a message? Looking to get the time here. Just throwing a daytime. Just trying to get a roundabout time or the exact time. Hey,
okay.
I just hit a message and group me. How do I unhide that message?
How do you unhide the message?
Oh, crap. With the police report, his report? The report that he had wrote in the police car, I had hit the high button. You know, you hit the high button right here. How do you unhide it?
Listen,
is that, That's wild. That's crazy work.
But this is the time that he sent me Friday.
So if it's around 1:47,
mm-hmm.
So around about between the hours of 1:30 and 1:47 p.m.
Okay, so I put 1:47, that way it'll cover 1:47 p.m. Okay. And Mr. Edward, I have an address on file as 5,000, is that Thayer? Sir?
Yeah, let's change that address. I need to have like my mail and stuff going to a different address.
Update. Okay. Let me go. All righty, and I can get that new address.
1 Olympic Place, Towson, Maryland.
Olympic.
That's correct. Suite 900.
And that was 1 Olympic. You said way?
Place.
In the city?
Townsend.
Townsend, Maryland. Okay. So I have one Olympic place. So it's just one Olympic place, Townsend, Maryland. 21204. Suite 900. Let me put that. Suite 900. And then it has an email of info@blackwatermanagementllc.com.
That is correct.
And then it has a phone number of 215-500-6650.
That's correct.
Okay. And the lost location?
So what location?
The lost location.
Location.
Yes, sir.
Address, yes. Address was... Kendra, I need the address. Who is it? James Johnson on the 20... Didn't he text you the address for that happened at? Because we had to send the police over there. Huntington Avenue, that's in Baltimore, Maryland.
Baltimore, okay. And I have that 21211. I'm thinking.
Yes.
Okay. Say that. Okay. And you said it was a hit and run, the description of what happened?
Yes, that's correct. We have it on video and we also have the license plate as well.
Okay. And the claimant, so the other party, they hit you and ran, right? They hit us and ran?
That is correct.
Okay. Just making sure. Okay.
That girl, she does know she's spending for a week for 4 days.
Yeah. Okay. I hope she comes back next week. I got to go off my phone.
Kendra.
Alrighty. And the damage description to our vehicle?
The side mirror. Side view mirror was knocked off. And let me check this.
Which side was that on? The side mirror. Was that on the driver's side or the passenger side?
It was on the driver's side.
Driver's side? Okay. Put that. Driver's side mirror. Okay, so the driver's side mirror, and what else?
And some body damage on the front. Front side of the driver's side as well. And a little bit of the front door.
And door. Okay. Mm-hmm. And was the vehicle still drivable, or did you have to have it towed?
Yes, it's still drivable.
Okay. And do we have the driver that was driving? Oh, well, it really
no,
doesn't matter.
My driver, yes.
Yeah,
my driver,
okay.
Yes, but their driver, no, he peeled off.
Okay, and our driver? Yes, your driver?
Yes, we have his name and information.
Okay, and his first and last name?
James Johnson.
James Johnson?
Yes.
And do we have any information for Mr. Johnson?
He did write a report. He wrote a report on what happened.
Okay, but no personal, no, I mean, contact information, no phone number or anything?
Oh, yeah. Pull that up for you. His information, cell phone number 443-978-2665, James Johnson Jr.
Friday. And he's a junior. Let me put that on the end. JR. Alrighty. So I have his phone number, and that was
443-978-2665.
978-2665. Yes. Okay. Create that. And did he have any injuries?
No.
Okay. And we don't have any information for the claimant, right?
Information such as insurance company and things of that nature?
Or do we have the year, make, and model of their vehicle or anything?
That's a license plate.
Okay. I can take that license plate.
8 Frank Echo 2057 Merlin plate.
2057
Yes.
So that was E Frank Echo 2057
8 Frank Echo 2057
Okay, and that was Merlin, right?
That is correct.
Okay. And I should be able to look up that VIN. All righty. So this is a 2014 Toyota Sienna.
Yep.
Alrighty. So yeah, I have that then. Do we know the owner of the vehicle? But we don't know that, right?
No additional information.
Okay. Thank you. create that. Do we know the damage description to the vehicle?
We have no additional information.
For them, okay. Don't know the driver, unknown. Driver. Driver. Save that. And do we have a police report? Was the police involved?
Yes, I got the car. Hey, Kendra, can you put that message in the chat again? See if it's just hitting for me. See that with the James Johnson, his statement and that card. See if that's just deleted for me. See if you can go in there and still see that message. What was the question you asked me?
Which police department was it that came out?
This is in Baltimore City, so somewhere in Baltimore City.
So Baltimore City?
Mm-hmm.
Be more. Sorry. City. And do we have a police report number or case number?
Yes.
Okay, and I can take. Okay, take your time.
What's the hotel complex up there?
All right. So the police number is 2407-04070.
So I have 2407-04070.
Yes.
Okay. And were there any witnesses?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And do we have any, I can add those witnesses. Do we have a name? First and last name?
Did we get Kendra. Did we get the name of those witnesses that gave us the information?
No, yes. I can try to reach out to him.
He ain't been answering my calls all day today.
I know he said he was going to see if the lady was going to give him this information, but is that the fact
of my for now, we'll say no. We don't have their information.
Okay. So it's okay. So I'll cancel that.
You didn't answer your phone?
They called him this morning. I think he's supposed to come in the world.
No, that's fine. I need to talk to him anyway. So, you need to know if he's going to be tomorrow.
Yeah. He signed into the Flex app too. So, I'm home.
So, look, that's not always true, though. Because I had a driver the other day and I asked him, did they sign in? And their wife was already up. They didn't sign in for the Flex app.
Check the schedule. Open in.
Okay, so it looks like I have everything I need to process this and get you your claim number and the adjuster's name and their information.
All right, claim number. Okay.
Just waiting on my computer to pop up. Okay, so I have that claim number. When you're ready, I can give it to you.
I'm ready.
Okay, right. So that claim number is going to be X as in X-ray, C as in Charlie, dash ORCA, which is ORCA, dash 24, dash 04203.
Okay. 2404203?
Yes. And then
okay.
And then the adjuster who is going to be handling the claim, her name is Pepsi, and that's P as in Papa, E as in Echo, P as in Papa, S as in Sam, I as in Igloo. Last name, I'm going to spell it because I'm not sure how to say it. K as in Kilo, H as in Henry, O as in Oscar, U as in Umbrella, A as in Alpha, N as in Nancy, L as in Lima, A as in Alpha, K as in Kilo.
Okay. And then, I guess they'll send me an email tomorrow.
Yes. And do you need her email address and her
yes.
her direct line? Okay. So her email
yes.
her email address is going to be, this is actually, I guess, her first name. So I'm just going to spell it for you. It's going to be P as in Papa, H as in Hotel, E as in Echo, T as in Tango, S as in Sam, A as in Alpha, K as in Kilo, H is in Hotel, O is in Oscar, N is in Nancy, E is in Echo. Dot her last name, which is the K-H-O-U-A-N-L-A-K. At xclaims.claims.
Okay.
And then her direct line is going to be
AIMS claims.
Yes, it's just going to be X in front of X is an X-ray in front of the first claims, but with the S, and then the last one is just claims with the S.
Gotcha.
And then her direct line is going to be
814-885-4398. Oh. I guess she'll probably reach out to me tomorrow.
Yes, between 48 and 28 hours. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Yes, sir. My mom was just on my mind. Unless you want to be transferred to her if she's at her desk right now.
And that was at claims with an S, xclaims.claim, or claims.claims with an S.
Yes, sir. So it was xclaims.claims, yes, sir. And both of them have S's on the end.
Got you. All right. You can transfer me over.
Okay, one moment.